Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about
haunted roads.
Yeah, more haunted road stories. Everybody missed you last week. Because you're just kind of...
they did.
Yeah, you ran off.
I'm that person.
Yeah. I also want to give a quick mention to Iman, who said that when you're not around, she does your voice. And I thought that was brilliant. And yeah, a couple of other people do it too. Which I really like.
Everybody misses me, doesn't they?
What was that? That sounded like The Grudge. Right. We got two stories today. Okay. One's pretty long and the other one not so long. Are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
When we were about 20, my friends and I were really big into doing scary trips to haunted roads and things of that nature. This one is about Clinton Road, deemed the most haunted road in America. So scary, they even made a movie about it. This story takes place before the movie was even a thought. So there was a group of our friends. There were three of us that were the closest, and then two more that would tag along here and there. The three main guys, myself and two others, were all huge football players, with the smallest of us standing about 6'4". So we were never really scared to do any of these things, as we'd looked like a pretty intimidating group of guys. I had to work late on a Friday night, so they decided to go visit the raid without me. Most of it sounded like the typical hype and adrenaline scared. One thing stuck out. They told me when they were there, they received texts from an unknown number stating, "Why are you on Clinton Road?" And the texts even described what my friends were doing and wearing. They showed me the texts, but I figured they were faking it, trying to make it sound scary, knowing I'd be mad that I'd missed out. They also explained to me a legend that a child died in the water under the bridge on the road, and that if you throw change, the ghost boy would return the change to you, known to us as Ghost Boy Bridge. On top of that, there's a ridiculous bend in the road there called Dead Man's Curve, that even if you're doing a modest 30 miles an hour, you could easily crash and tumble off the cliff. It's said that a ghost truck will chase you throughout the road and tried to get you to crash. I called total BS. I then convinced them to take me the next day. Being I was off from work, it did not disappoint. We get there, and immediately I see the road is in the middle of the woods, covered with ritual signs all over the road. I knew that this was not a typical road. We came up to the bridge and parked. As soon as we got out of the car, I checked everyone's pockets so that they wouldn't be trying to pull anything slick to try drop change in the road when I wasn't looking. There were a total of 5 quarters, one for each of us. We all tossed them in the water over the bridge. About 5 minutes go by in total silence. I decided to break the silence by stating, Told you. We then turn to walk back to the car. We get about 10 feet away and cling, 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 the sound of change hitting the ground. We go back to the bridge and there are 5 quarters laying directly in between the 2 yellow lines in the middle of the road. Thinking it was one of the other 4 people there, messing with me, I came prepared. I then sign 1 of the quarters with my initials, and we all throw them back in the water. About 5 more minutes go by, and again I proclaim, See, it's rubbish. It was one of you guys messing with us all. We then proceed to walk back to the car, get about 10 feet away again, cling, cling, cling. The sound of change hitting the ground again. We turn back around and go see what it was. Sure enough, there were 5 quarters, laying in the road, with 1 of them having my initials, in my handwriting. We're all going nuts and decide to run back to the car. After getting back to the car, we decide to keep going to see what else the road has to offer. But keep in mind we're spooked from the change thing we just experienced. About 10 minutes go by. A few of us had to pee really bad after holding it for the car ride. So we pulled up to this random castle-looking building, no bigger than a small house, but you could tell it was extremely old. We decided to just stop there because there was like a little indent in the road to where a car can pull over. We all got out to go. I go to my immediate left and do my business. After I'm done, I notice one of my friends is walking towards the castle, almost in a trance-like state. We yelled his name to come back, but he kept walking. We all ran up and grabbed him and shook him out of it. After questioning why the hell he'd been walking up there alone, he stated that he was following me and that I'd waved him to come here, without saying a thing to him. The problem with that was the fact that the entire group was actually behind him. We had all sorts of signals as a group, so I would never just wave him to me without saying anything. So I'm 100% convinced that he saw a doppelganger leading him to trouble. The fear level is definitely higher now, so we decide to leave. Like I stated earlier, it's an extremely dark road in the woods, so you can't see much. You have to pass Dead Man's Curve twice, once on the way in, once on the way back. We're probably 4 miles away from the curve when we see headlights behind us. We didn't think much of it, as we thought it was just some other kids our age trying to do what we were doing. About 1 minute goes by, after us talking about random stuff, trying to ease the mood, and we noticed the headlights were directly behind us. The headlights looked super old, and you could tell it was a truck because of how high up the lights were off the ground. The thing was, we didn't see a truck, just the lights, because it's so dark there. Getting more creeped out, we told the driver to speed up and tried to get this crazy driver off our tail, but he was sticking right on us, going around bends at high speeds, straight straightaways, everything. We couldn't shake him, The problem with this, we were in a brand new and modified sports and performance car. If someone were to be driving an old truck, or any truck for that matter, there's absolutely no way that they would be able to keep up with us for more than 30 seconds. But this thing was on us for what seemed to be miles. Finally, about half a mile away from Dead Man's Curve, it's almost as if the lights shut off and we lost it. So I remember pulling up right after the curve and pulling over so that we could find our way back to the main roads. Meanwhile, there's woods on both sides of us. We're all talking very lightly, just in case something crazy were about to happen. We could hear it and be aware. 2 minutes go by. After getting service to our phones, one of the guys got directions, so we're in the clear. Right before the driver put the car in drive, we hear this deafening screech, which sounded like a woman's scream, literally sounded about 20 feet away from us. So loud, I lost my hearing for a few minutes. When we looked over to where the noise came from, I will never, ever, ever forget what we saw. I know this is going to sound crazy, and if it didn't happen to me, I would never believe it. We saw a typical movie scene, white dress, black hair figure standing there. But next to that was a clown, hanging upside down from a tree, swinging back and forth, smiling at us, moving its head in any direction we moved. The clown was like an old school type of clown from back in the day, like Sideshow Creeper Clown with a big circular neckline. I can't remember much detail about it, except for that damn circle neckline and chilling old school vibe. Now this totally could have been a prank, but to have set that prank up, you would have had to have both immense patience for someone to come to that exact spot, or balls of steel to be doing that in the woods, in the middle of nowhere. With just two people? Nah. I don't think I've ever been in a car that moved as fast as ours after that sighting. We then found the main road and headed back. Going home, we did research and found out about the legends of the ghost truck, Dead Man's Curve, etc. It was such a rush. By the time we got home, it was probably 2:30 in the morning, and we'd forgotten already the feeling of how scared we actually were. So we all decided when we got home, let's do it again the next day, which would have been Sunday, to see who really had balls. We all parked at my friend's house so he could drive us, so we all had to drive ourselves home. I lived 15 minutes away. On the way home, I noticed that a rundown church in my town had letters put up on their board. They never used it, so it was strange to see. The board stated, "You're going to need Jesus on Sunday." After a minute passing that church, my radio cut out and started playing Bloody Sunday, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. It's safe to say I made a call to the group saying we're not going back. It's been about 7 years and I refuse to go there ever again. But that night made me believe.
Freaky clowns.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah, see, if you were to see that in America, yeah, that would be classed as, like, some creepy stuff going on. But in England, because nothing really, like that happens in England, does it? Apart from, what, Jack the Ripper and that.
We had the Gimp.
And, yeah, the Gimp Suit Man, but I seen him, didn't I? He was just a bit of an odd job. But the clown, if you were to see that in England, innit, you'd probably just thinking, like, What is he on? What is he on? He's out his mind. Dressed up as a clown.
Either way, I mean, job. even if it was paranormal or real, it would still be just as frightening. Either way,
I chop the tree down. See how they can swing on it now.
What, you'd actually go near the clown, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because clowns, if it's a killer clown, is gonna have an axe in it. So I just take his axe.
Right.
What are you gonna do now? And I'm going to chop it down.
Yeah.
I chop the tree down. And then all problems go away.
Oh, I reckon. Listen, not to be funny, but But I think if it was night and you were out there...
Oh, yeah, 100%. If it was night, well, this but is... in daytime, yeah, if I were to... If it was in daytime, like, that's standard, because I can run away and see someone and be like, yeah, yeah, there's some creepy things back there, bro. Don't go back there.
Help.
Yeah. But if it was at night, I'd probably just be like, I'd probably just start acting like a lunatic as well.
Okay. Put your fastest running shoes on.
No, not even that. If I seen it and they seen me, I stood there like, probably like having a little bit poo gum out my pants. But, and then I just start acting like a proper nut job. A bit like,
scarier than the scary
clown.
Yeah.
So they just think, oh, he's just another one a day, isn't he? Oh, like, yeah, I'm part of your clan, bro. I'm part of your clan.
Right, okay. Shall we move on to the next story?
Yes, oh yeah. What?
Are you ready for the next story?
Yes, I am.
I've been a truck driver for a little under 4 years. The first 2 years, I was what is called over the road, meaning I drove across the country hauling freight, both in the US and Canada. I've seen plenty of weird, but nothing I couldn't explain. Lot of meth heads. About 2 years ago, I took a local job, which means I come home every night. About 6 months after I took the local job, around spring 2018, I had an experience I've never encountered before. I go to the same place every day, from a city called York, Pennsylvania, to a city called Batavia, New York, then back to York, Pennsylvania. I start in the late evening, usually around 11 p.m, and I get home around 11:30 a.m. Anyway, I pass through a town called Williamsport, home of the Little League World Series. After Williamsport, I'm on Route 15 or Interstate 99, depending on which direction you're going. This is a great stretch of road, nice and smooth. Barely see another vehicle. It's an awesome truck road. Also a very rural patch of Pennsylvania and New York. Nothing but hills, woods, rivers and lakes, with small towns thrown in now and then. Let's talk cell phone service. I have two cell phones. My work phone, which is how I communicate with my dispatch, and that I also use for Google Maps real-time traffic. I have a personal cell phone that I have Bluetooth to my truck stereo for music and audiobooks. I have a truck GPS, which is made specifically for commercial vehicles. I go to the same place every day, so it isn't something I need to use, but you never know when you'll have to detour. I have a tablet that tracks my service hours. If you don't know, as a truck driver, I'm only allowed to drive and be on duty for so many hours a day. The tablet tracks those hours. Finally, my truck, which is called a day cab, no bed in the back, also has Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is for the tablet and the truck GPS tracker. At night, we have a night dispatcher in our office. I work for a small company, so our night dispatcher only has to track like 10 trucks. He has a big map on his PC that shows icons for the trucks, our speed, engine info, and so on. Kind of a little big brotherish, but considering I drive at night in low traffic areas, it's nice to know that if I crashed and ended up off the road, my dispatcher would be able to guide emergency service to me. So now to the actual incident. There are two spots on my route that I lose cell service, but not GPS service. It is very rare that I lose GPS service. I was cruising along around 2:30 a.m. I lose all satellite signals and all cell service. Everything. GPS lost my location. Truck Wi-Fi cut out. Cell phone stopped streaming music. I was taught when something goes wrong in the cab, you pull over to fix it. You don't screw around with your electrics. When driving at 65 miles an hour, with an £80,000 vehicle. There are plenty of places to pull off, and I was about to, but something stopped me. I hadn't seen another vehicle for about 20 minutes. I was alone on the highway. Something kept telling me not to stop, so I didn't. Kind of that tickle on the back of my head. About 10 minutes later, all my services came back up. Shortly after, my dispatcher called me and asked, "Is everything okay?" I said, "Yeah, just lost my GPS and Wi-Fi." Everything looked fine. Then he said something that gave me goosebumps. After I said, "I've never lost GPS on this highway before," he said, Yeah. It's like you dropped off the earth for a few minutes. The reason I bring this up is recently I started reading the Missing 411 series. I can't say it was anything more than a glitch in the system. I can't say it was anything paranormal. I can say that I've never lost signals like that before. And I've never had that warning light feeling go off in my head before. But I've wondered for a while, what would have happened if I stopped my truck and got out to reset the GPS that's mounted on the back of my cab? I was isolated in a heavily rural and wooded area near a large body of water, the Tioga Reservoir. Since that day, I've actually gotten bronchitis twice and actually just recovered from pneumonia. I've never had any respiratory issues prior to that incident. I just don't know. Any ideas from the community? I actually just signed up with Reddit to post this. I'm not looking to get famous or sell a screenplay. I just wanted to share my story.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What do you think of that?
That reminds me of like kidnappings, because people like sometimes leave something or do something to the car, or they leave something like on the wind wipers to make you stop, get out, take it.
Oh, okay.
And obviously when you're getting out, they come out and take you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if something's telling me to stop, I wouldn't stop anyway, because just the road. Right. When people see stuff creepy, stood in the middle of the road, "Oh my God, what is that? And then reverse up. What are you doing? Just keep driving. They shouldn't be stood in the road, so it's their fault.
Okay. Well, remember that when you start driving.
Yeah, but it's their fault. What? If you see something creepy stood in a road, you wouldn't think twice about hitting it, would you? If it's something proper creepy.
You know, it could be a little old lady.
Yeah, well, I'd stick my head out the window and say, "Right, love." And if they don't say anything, then I'm just going.
Do you know I wanted to be an ice road trucker once? Yeah, can you imagine that? Me, all 5'2" of me. No, it was I used to watch it anyway, but when I was pregnant with you, I've just got to say, everybody, that Toby was like 10 pounds when born. He was the biggest baby out of all three of them. It was in February, and I really got into watching Ice Road Truckers, and I wanted to be one. It's a bit one of those stages I go through, like when I want to be a night watch person.
Yeah, try.
So I can put myself in freaky situations, you know? God, I do worry about myself.
Yeah, but it's always so cool on the other hand, because there's this guy on TikTok, isn't it? And he's a trucker, and he's got like obviously is your truck,
mm-hmm.
and you've got your little part on the front,
mm-hmm.
and behind the seats you've got a bed,
yeah,
and a little fridge and all that,
mm.
and like that's what it is, isn't it? That would be their job in it, truck and live in it,
mm.
because they're on the road. That's what they do. They live on the road.
On the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
that was me pressing the horn. Yeah. Even though we know I can't drive. Yeah. And 411. Do you know anything about 411 and the disappearances?
Nah.
Well, weird things happen. So loads of people just kind of go missing, but they have a lot in common. You know, the stories are all quite similar. I think a lot of them have some kind of disability. Like one in particular, there's this older guy. He was out hunting with his family and he just disappeared. Right, and he was really skilled at hunting and they never found him. All these weird things. There's documentaries. I haven't actually read the books, I don't think. But I have watched the documentaries. There were about three of them. It's really interesting. And he could, like he said, have been a victim of one of them aliens. Yeah,
he got hunted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up with you again soon.
We will indeed. We will catch up with you again on Saturday. Well, I will. I'm doing it again. Just me. For our listener episode, if you've got a story you'd like to share with us, the email address is thewhisperingwoodspodcast@gmail.com. And we will catch you then. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.